encourage about things that the Lord is doing in our midst. And one of them is for the most part, when we need something, you know, in any area of the church, we are believing that the Lord, you know, is going to bring somebody to our midst to supply that need. But I believe that the Lord has given us everything that we have already here, and that we just need to raise them up, find who that people is, and activate them in their gifting. And we have recently 4 people stepping up into that an area of need, you know, the worship. We have Yeshua, 12 years old, playing bass. We have Janira playing djembe. We have Samit playing drums. We have Jackie playing guitar. God is good. We have all the talents that we need, a gifting in our midst. We always pray, God, bring them. And He does that. But I always pray, God, in our midst, we have everything that we need. It's just a matter to believe, to work hard. And here we have the results. So I'm really, really encouraged by that, what the Lord is doing in our midst. And you may be sitting here right now, and I'm telling you, God wants to use you. God wants to use you. You have something that the body needs, that I need, that we all need to edify the church. So I want to encourage you to ask the Lord, what is it that I have? You already gave me a talent, a gift. The body needs me. The only reason that we exist is because we can supply the need of somebody else. Otherwise, it will be better for us to be in heaven. Amen? Like, no, the body of Christ, all together, edifying each other. So I just want to thank you, Janira, and Jackie, and Samit, and Yeshua for, you know, they didn't took years. It was like, you know, we need you, practice and study, and boom, 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 right away. They are serving the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. I want to call Jason. There's something that he's going to share with us and pray about a special day today, special occasion.
Yeah, it's for those who don't know, today is January 21st. It marks the 45th anniversary of Roe v. Wade in our nation. So he said something special. It is a special thing because it really is a day in our nation. It's a National Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. So it's a Sunday where the church at large really, you know, opens their eyes and sees, you know, what's going on in our nation, and really stands in a firm place to rally together and to pray against abortion and for God to heal our land. So that's basically what Pastor Victor wanted me to share. That today is the 45th anniversary. 60 million babies have been murdered. I know it's like, it's never an easy topic to talk about, but we need to talk about it. It needs to be in our conscience, because literally every day about 3,000 babies are aborted in our nation. But I don't say that to discourage us. We have the answer. Jesus in us, a praying church, is going to be victorious over abortion. And not only will abortion end in our land, we're believing for the government to change and for Roe v. Wade to be overturned. But also, that's 60 million women and families who've been just traumatized. So we want to pray for the healing of what abortion has done to so many individuals. 1 in 3 women have had an abortion, and a lot of people don't know it. So this is a day where we're like, okay, we're gonna wake up to what's going on to it for a minute and pray. That's God's answer and solution to this horrible thing that's going on in our nation for 45 years. So, but anyways, Father, we just humble ourselves before you, Lord. This is just mind-boggling that 45 years would go by, and each and every year millions of innocent babies are being killed right before us in our own neighborhoods, Lord. And we cry out for your mercy, Lord. Lord, we are sorrowful. Lord, we repent, Lord, as a nation, Lord, of allowing this great sin that just really breaks your heart as a father. So, Lord, we cry out for your mercy today. We don't look with discouragement, though we are discouraged. We look with hope, Lord. We look with what you did for us on the cross, and that you've paid the price, Lord. Your shed blood and mercy, Lord, can heal our nation, Lord, from this great atrocity. So, Father, we cry out for your mercy today. Lord, I pray, Lord, that your church would arise, Lord, with faith. I pray your church would arise with love. I pray your church would arise prayerfully, Lord, to see abortion end permanently in our nation, Lord, that you would turn our nation to you. You would heal our land, Father, that you would overturn the decree that was made in 1973, Lord, and we just cry out for your mercy in America today in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Lord God, you'd heal all the families, all the women that have been impacted in a horrible way, Lord, that have had abortion in their life. Lord, we pray, Lord God, you'd bring healing to their hearts. You'd bring healing to families. Lord, we cry out for your mercy today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all.
Thank you, Jason. So the last 7 days, I've been in a lot of meetings. This last week, 4 days on the Caiofa. This past week, I had meetings on Thursday, all day Friday, and all day yesterday. I'm really, really encouraged for what I hear from our leaders. I am really blessed for the direction that the Lord is, giving us as a denomination. There's a lot of things to share, but I feel that we are ahead of the game. What the Lord is being speaking to us is not something just for us, something that He's talking to the body of Christ, specifically to our denomination assemblies, and there's a new leadership raising up, and it's all about the kingdom of God. And even just the talk, you know, it's not about what our denomination, you know, feels of once. It's about the kingdom, not even mentioning who we are, you know, in the name of our organization. So I believe we are on the right path, on the things that the Lord is being speaking to us, and I feel really, really, really encouraged about that. I'm going to continue talking about prophetic coordinates or prophetic insights for 2018, which I started a couple of weeks ago. Let's see what we can cover this morning. Because God is moving. God is doing great and mighty things around the world. And we don't want to be ignorant. God is always speaking. His desire from the beginning is to communicate, to reveal himself to men, to us. He is always releasing his mind, his heart desire to dreams and visions and prophecy. Prophecy is the revelation of the mind of God, simple to man's heart, communicating about the future, about his plans and purposes. We need to know prophecy, prophetic times, the chronos, and also the kairos of God. And I read Proverbs 29:18 ESV version. You can put yes on any version, any traduction. Where there is no prophetic vision, other translation says revelation, is the same word. The people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. So we need the prophetic, we need the vision, we need revelation to understand what God is doing and why He's doing it. And He's always releasing every day. He's speaking. He wants us to know, to have vision. To have a vision is simple, a map, a blueprint of the future, according to God's plans for humanity, for us as an individual. So we need to have a vision, a revelation, to know where we are heading, where we are going. That means that we have to establish a plan. We have to establish goals, where we want to be. Your goals is the only exit that you have from your past. If you don't have goals, if you don't have purpose, if you don't have vision where you are going, you are just living your past over and over. If today you don't decide to change something, tomorrow you are just repeating your yesterday over and over, year after year. We need to have vision, revelation. And that's what we have been talking about for the last 6 months. What's the vision? What's the revelation, the prophetic word for us as individuals and as a body? A vision, a dream from God is going to give you everyday reason why to live and fight for. Otherwise, we are slowly dying. We are slowly being oppressed and depressed without any reason why to wake up, get up, and fight, because life is not easy. So we need to have vision and revelation. And not only that, but God wants to speak and tell you, once you have a dream, a vision, a prophetic word, what to do, why to do it, with whom to do it, and very important, when to do it, what time. So the vision, the prophetic word, the revelation from God, and knowing the kairos, the timing, are that two tracks where the prophecy is always moving. And I want to talk about the three pillars of prophecy. And the church is the right place where the prophetic needs to be released. Is the design of God, and I want to touch a little bit on this. So, prophecy is just a revelation, a word, a vision from God's heart to man for the future. And in Joel 2:28, we have one of the words, the Bible verses that we all know by heart. Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterward, so meaning in the future, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. So, in the past, God will visit His people, and God will pick special people to give them a dream, a vision, a word, a prophecy to be released in certain times. Now, here, and then years later, God will visit. And we read in the scripture that the Spirit of God came upon this person, this prophet. He is always wanting to communicate. And Joel says, but in the future, God will pour out His Spirit in all flesh. All flesh. Not just as certain people or individuals, in all flesh. So here we have this prophecy about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And when we are talking about pouring out, we are talking about going high and above and over, out, more than enough, like a river, like the force of the Holy Spirit coming upon all flesh. If we move forward years later and years, we wanna come to the place where this prophecy was fulfilled, the introduction of the church to the world, when the Holy Spirit came in the day of Pentecost, where the 120 were gathering in the upper room, a place like this, waiting for the promise of the Holy Spirit, waiting for what Jesus told them, wait up. You have something to do, but you need this one element in your life in order for you to fulfill what is my plan for the whole world. You have to wait, you have to expect it. So they were there expecting, and we all know what happened. The Holy Spirit came like a flame of fire over all the people there, and that was the introduction of the church to the whole world. And the very first words out of Peter were these on Acts 2:16. He is talking about what just happened a few moments ago. And the scripture that he quoted for the church to be introduced to the world was this in Acts 2:16. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Verse 18, and on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Here is the fulfillment of this prophecy. Many years later, in the introduction of the church to the whole world. And the one element characteristic of the church will be that this church, these people will be full of the Holy Spirit, full of the power of God. A people who had something to say to the whole world, a message to communicate to the whole world. So here we have the whole city being shaken up for this one event, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit over the church. And immediately, the first result of this prophecy being fulfilled is that the people of God start prophesying, start declaring the supernatural of God, the mystery that was hidden through all generations now was being revealed to men, to common people, not to special prophets or people who was handpicked by God in the past, but for all of them. They were prophesying, they were declaring, they were speaking about this mystery. They basically were preaching the gospel. They were speaking in other tongues, but those tongues were not heavenly tongues. Those were the different languages of the people that was there. So they were hearing the gospel through the power of the Holy Spirit, the ability to speak this mystery. I will pour out. People full of the Spirit has a word, a message to communicate, has something to say. Are we people full of the Holy Spirit? Amen. We have a message to give. We have a word to that needs to be released, because we are full of the Spirit and power. So here are the three pillars of prophecy according to the scripture of God. And the church was given that job. Here we have the introduction of the church. The church, the body being born the day of Pentecost, full of the Holy Spirit, full of power, prophesying and declaring about the mysteries of God to men. Hallelujah. Shall prophesy, see visions,